American media is a business, and it has a mission, not to inform Americans, but to entertain them.
You know, there's happy news for happy people with happy problems.
And the business leaders said that they had to renew with vigor what they called the everlasting battle for the minds of men and indoctrinate citizens with the capitalist story.
Global corporations feeding us the news as they see fit.
Truth is subversive. It's anti-American.
Americans have computers in school, dozens of TV stations, and the most aggressive news media on Earth. Does that mean they're better informed? Hardly.
And now, for Newsreel, here's Sean Kennedy.
And it is a good day. What do you know? It's Tuesday, May 24, 2005, and this would be Newsreel, your daily report as the woke counterculture defeats the evil of corporate political tyranny and all of its other nasty badness, which we know we are actually going to destroy. And we are winning that war, don't you think, for a moment we are not. Eventually, technology will find a way, and we will come out of this sucker on top because we are young, highly adaptive, and have nothing to lose. You can read all the news stories along with me by going to my live journal. You can get to said live journal by going to sean_kennedy.livejournal.com. Once you're there, you can read up on my life, anything else you want to do. Check out what my daily word count is as I march towards the new book, which the old book is coming out, I guess, this week. Then we're going to be doing an audiobook of the second horror novel, and then we're off into the realms of more of a science fiction after now, sort of a regime with the new book that we're working on currently, but nothing is produced yet, so I will spare you the vaporware promotion. This is a free radio broadcast that can be heard on Rant Radio, 76 Radio, Wild Bunch Radio, WNY Media Network, KJAG Radio, Radio306.com, and OspreyRadio.info. And you are free to distribute this broadcast any way you see fit. You can do anything you like with it. You can reburn it. You can put it to CD. You can give it to people you don't know. You can give it to people you like, you don't like, whatever. Jehovah's Witnesses. Personally, I think everybody should have a couple of these burned just in case the J-Dubs show up at the front door. And, you know, when they give you some good news, you can give them some good news back. Only, you know, they can actually use the news that you give them, which makes it just that little bit more handy. Let's cut the crap, get straight into some feedback right off the top. Hello, Sean. I just wanted to make a quick comment about your statement about junkies and the fact you think they cannot be rehabilitated. I'm being misquoted. I have to say, in my early punk rock slash goth days in the late 80s, I knew a lot and was a junkie. I knew a lot of, and I myself was a junkie. I also had to say 90% of them now have good jobs, own their own home, have degrees and children, and at one time they were completely fucked up. So just so you know, it is entirely inaccurate and only applies to a small percentage of junkies. And that's from Visage. Okay. Well, I wasn't actually talking about the junkies. I was talking about meth heads. Okay, crystal methamphetamines. Now, saying a junkie in today's day and age is a pretty dangerous thing to state. I mean, you know what I mean? Because we're all junkies in one way or another. We're either media junkies or we're television junkies or we're coffee junkies or whatever. Now, the term junkie to me means that they are junk. Not that they inject junk or whatever, it's just that you cannot rehabilitate certain people. Now, it's true, William S. Burroughs had a heroin habit for years. This is not to encourage people to even do heroin, try heroin, even think about heroin, forget I even said heroin, because it's a bad, bad, bad idea. And if 90% of the junkies survived, then I put it to you that they weren't junkies, okay? Because when you're a junkie, things get a little bit intense. Now, but that's neither here nor there. I'm not going to get into a junkie argument with you. But what I will say is that apparently, according to the medical data, after a year of using crystal methamphetamines, your brain is permanently damaged. Like, there is, you could do scans and see the damage. The brain is in really, really bad shape. And because of that, you have psychosis, you hear voices, and it's pretty much a large spectrum scale is non-rehabilitatable. You know, like, you cannot rehabilitate these people. And it's very, very, very difficult. I don't know what to do. Maybe there's a way we could inject neurons or something into these people. These people know that crystal methamphetamine is bad. They do it, and it fries their head. And, you know, then they wander around on the streets breaking into cars and generally being a crackhead to, you know, feed their habit. And, you know, I don't agree with junkies. I mean, it's great that you're able to get through that and you came through it, and more power to you. You know what I mean? Like, everybody's, you know, messed around a little bit and, you know, learn, live, learn, pass it on, all that good stuff. But you got to bear in mind, man, that junkies, being a junkie, I mean, that's a pretty dark, dark room to try to escape from. And a lot of people don't get out. So to say that 90% of your friends were junkies and now they got good jobs and everything's cool, I don't believe you, man. I don't. I'm sorry. I don't believe you because it's like, okay, there's junkies out there and that's cool. But if you were a junkie, you also know that that is some dark ass shit. Okay, it's not like, you know, you can just clean up from that overnight. After you've been a junkie for a long time, man, you can't really get out of that trap. And that's why I'm so very careful. People were like, you know, I was talking to somebody the other day, and they were a fan of the show, and they're like, what's with all the public service announcements about drugs? You know, kids should not do drugs. Well, that's because, yeah, I think that there is a use for legal use of, like, pot, and maybe some of these other, you know, for quasi people on religious treks, they want to check out, like, peyote, or maybe psilocybin through mushrooms and things like that. But it's not meant to be, like, used inside of parking lots and stuff like that. I only am a fan of using this stuff as a form of medication on the self. And it's a very personal thing. You know what I mean? This isn't something that really should even be talked about. Well, I mean, it's not that it shouldn't be talked about. But it's a very private thing. You know, what you do medically is a very, very private thing. And, you know, a lot of people, I'm going to piss a lot of people off with this show because we're going to address some issues here. Personally, there's no use for crystal methamphetamine. I'm sorry. There's no use for fucking cocaine. There's no use for heroin. I mean, the shit is not medicine. Okay? It's a wild ride, and that's it. Now, and furthermore, it's a completely chemically synthetic. And those, I myself have a little bit more of an easier time with naturally occurring ethnobotanical substances, which have been used for thousands of years, i.e. peyote, i.e. mushrooms, i.e. wheat. But, you know, when you start refining stuff, and yeah, that means that I don't agree with hash. Yeah, that means I don't agree with, you know, even though poppies occur naturally, blah, 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 and you get opium and all the rest of it. Yeah, well, you know, everyone's got to make their own call. But for me personally, the brain is the only thing you got. So it's best not to fuck around with it, because if that thing takes a shit on you, you're basically done. Okay? And then you wind up being some sort of slave wage, you know, camp labor type individual, you know, who just applies widgets every day. Now, nothing's personal meant against people who are recovering addicts and recovered addicts. I'm all about that. Well done, you. You're a greater person than I am. But I'm sorry. When you're looking at crystal meth, we're talking about something that, to me, is probably one of the most dangerous and hyper-addictive drugs known, because the high is very, very good, the downside is super fucking bad, and you do it 2-3 times and it completely eats your head. Not entirely a good thing. Now, let's get into sort yourself out. I got two sort yourselves out today. Here's the first one. Dear Sean, I am a high school senior. I live in San Diego, and I'll be attending college in San Francisco next year. Good for you. Now, I have a girlfriend who's a year younger than me, and this is where the problems begin. We've been together for 6 months. I've been having a great time. I can't say I love her because, well, I don't think I know what that is yet. But I can't say I really like her. Anyway, back to the problem. Last week, we had this kind of argument that basically was a gateway to build up issues that we've had. Well, this exploded, the best way to describe it. I could go into depth on this, but it would take way too long. I guess I'm trying to say is this. Through this explosion, things were said. At one point, we talked about college and how I'd be leaving. She told me she thinks I'd be best for us not to keep going out when I leave. Now, this has pretty much got me thinking, well, why are we together now? I don't see any future. Why don't we end it now? Even though I don't want it to end, how can I make things work? If I go on with her, it will seem fake because I know in my head it will end in a couple months. So I should make the best of a relationship and keep it to the end? Well, I guess it's more of a personal question. I just felt like I had to tell. This is someone who isn't another teen like me. Thanks a lot, Sean. You fucking rock. Okay, dude, drop the bitch like a hot rock and move along. That's how that works. If you're not going to marry the broad and you know you're not going to marry the broad, then it's time to move forward. Leave. Go forwards. Lots of fish in the sea. Where am I going? Who's coming with me? Do not fuck that order up. It may seem that I'm being cold. It may seem that I'm being ruthless about this. But, dude, you've been dating her for 6 months. Okay, I've kept t-shirts longer than 6 months. Don't worry about it. It's not a big deal. You can get yourself another chick in college. You are just a child. You're not even really a realistic human being until you're about 25. Because at that point, you've had enough world experience to make a call. Not that I devalue people under the age of 25. I'm just saying that they don't have a lot of life experience to make critical decisions. So often the youth is wasted on the young. What a problem that is. But I think that with the right kind of education and the right kind of know-how, learn from experience. Doesn't have to be your experience. And from my experience, I'm here to tell you, dude, I know it sucks, but you basically hit it in one. I've broken up with chicks before. The reason why you date a chick is because you're looking for a partner, okay? If you're, you know, going that way. But I'm not going to, you know, try to discredit everything I'm saying here. If you're dating somebody, you're looking for a partner. You're looking for someone to spend time with, unless, you know, it's sport fuck, which in case, you know, that's really dangerous now. It'll get you killed. So, for me, lots of fish in the sea, moving right along. Where am I going? Who's coming with me? Don't fuck the order up. Next question. Dear Sean, I'm still in high school. Man, I'm getting a lot of high school kids. And I have the opportunity to attend a particularly horrible one. Ooh, many of the teachers are racist and biased. Will use their position to harass and bully those students they take an issue with. Welcome to high school. I myself got my marks lowered by a teacher because I was overweight. And then she lowered the marks for anybody associated with me because they're associated with me. I know this because she told my friends and I other students have been singled out for being immigrants who are boarding at the school. Well, yeah, I would probably document that, make sure you got witnesses, and take it to the authorities. This is a trend I've been fighting at my school for the past 4 years. The administration of my school applauds me for being proactive and then ignores the issues that I bring up. The student body claims to appreciate the precarious situation I put myself in, but recent school elections did not vote me into a position where I could have given opportunities to change the system. I'm graduating next year. I'm wondering if the situation where nothing really changes and people are trying to help don't give a damn. Should I just duck and get myself through the final year, or should I try to keep up the good fight? Interesting story here. I myself ran for student council in my senior year of high school, and I won. I won the presidentship, but I didn't win because they manipulated the vote so that I wouldn't win. I know this because I had teachers after I graduated come up to me and laugh because they thought it was funny. They thought, "Wow, you know, you really caused a problem with the principals. That's why you weren't the prime minister. That's why you didn't win the presidency. It was because, you know, you were, you know, talking about Corpse Day and armbands and all sorts of stuff like that. Because, you know, even back then, I was a crazy person." So, what I would suggest to you would be, okay, first of all, high school does not matter. You are not actually, all high school is a prep for society. What they want to do is they want to beat down any thoughts you have of fighting. They want to beat down any ideas you have about being an individual in high school. High school is consumer preparation. That's all that is, okay? They just take you, get you into the format so you can fit into the mold, and then boot you out into society so you can build your own social cliques and carry on, you know, until you get your shopping cart with your little lab rats that you crank out, you know, every 9 months like a good consumer. So my advice to you, my friend, is you are not going to change anything in high school. And further to that, there's nothing you can change in high school because nothing you do in high school affects anything else in the rest of the world. So you will learn from this. You will learn from this. See what you did wrong. Understand that the system cannot be changed so long as there are people above you who decry what it is that you do. And this is why so many people sell out in politics. You know, they get into politics, they want to change the world. In order to elevate position, they have to sell out more and more and more of their principles. So finally, when they're in a position where they can change something, they're fucked because they have no real power because it's all based upon a collaborative effort put forward by a number of people. You see, this is the entire problem. Now, the other side to that as well, if you have one person who's in power, then, of course, they're corruptible, blah, 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 and you went into, like, the Nazi king scenario. And that is dangerous. You don't want to do that because then you got people, you know, killing people for no good reason, so on and so forth. Not very cool. Not a good thing to have happen. So what is my suggestion to you? Get your head down and make it through your school year with the least amount of difficulty that you can, okay? Focus on your grades, get the fuck out of the consumer market, and just, you know, carry on. As a matter of fact, if anyone asks you about that and they say, "Well, weren't you used to be?" "Oh, yeah, you know, but I've been thinking, you know, sometimes you got to grow up." That's a great line to play because that's what they want you to say. They want you to say, "Well, you have to use words like realistic. You know, oh, I got to be realistic about these things. You know, I'm concerned about my career. I have to be realistic in my career expectations." These are terms. These are like buzzwords. It's like masturbation for teachers when they hear shit like that. They go like, "Well, what are you thinking about these days?" "Well, I'm very concerned about my career and the future." Start talking like a corporate weirdo. You know, you'll hear these assholes all the time. "You know, well, you know, the market and the economy, and I've got great hope for the future. I think that America is, you know, blah, 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 blah." Think of yourself selling out and then say that. You know, that's what you say. Because what you say to these idiots doesn't really matter. What does matter is what you have in yourself and what your own identity as you choose it to be is while, you know, you're online and things like that. Because realistically, in the real world right now, okay, in the real world right now, what you do, I'm not saying go out and start drinking Coke and believe all this shit, but lie to these schmoes. Because you know what? They're lying to you, and whether or not they know it is completely irrelevant. The fact is they're lying to you. They're lying to you that you can change the world. They're lying to you that you can change the high school. They're lying to you. They're lying to you. They're lying to you. I am not lying to you, okay? I'm telling you the truth over here when I say that, yes, enough people can change the world, but it is a bad motherfucker to shift, which is a good thing, because once we change it, it'll be very hard to change it back. You know what I mean? Easy come, easy go. So, yeah, it's up to us as the next generation to fight for change in our society. But pick your battles. Pick your battles. That's all I got to say there. So that's my advice to you, my little friend. Now, moving right along into Plague Watch. Now, I was talking to Enki and Quoth last night. They were over at my house, and we watched an absolutely horrible fucking movie called Life Aquatic with Bill Murray, whom I love. Bill Murray is a holy man. Go see Stripes. Go see Caddyshack. Other Bill Murray films. Groundhog Day was good. This last film he did, Life Aquatic. I mean, I guess if you were stoned enough, it'd be pretty funny, and it's got some really weird Brazil-esque subtle humor in it. But generally, I think they missed the mark, and it kind of sucked ass. Sorry, I love Bill Murray too, which really, really, really sucks, because I'm all about Bill. But unfortunately, movie licks bad. And I think it's probably in the running for the greatest waste of William Dafoe as an actor ever in the history of the world. But anyway, that's just me. Now, moving right along into Plague Watch. The World Health Organization yesterday urged countries to hasten pandemic influenza preparations as it released a report outlining disturbing changes to the H5N1 virus circulating in Asia. Now, when Enki and Quoth were over last night, I had a chance to talk with Enki, who's one of probably the two or three smartest people I've ever met in my entire fucking life. Now, Enki is one of these kind of guys who is essentially, you know, those living processor people, those people who can just take stuff in, difference engine it, take away all bias, and crank out the end product. You know, and just brilliant, brilliant guy. He's just got a really good engine going inside the brain case there. Now, he was talking to me about this H5N1 thing, and what's going on there is that's this virus circulating in Asia, but what's happening is it's starting to jump into pigs, because pigs and birds live in close proximity. And that is a problem, because pigs are a lot closer to humans than birds are. And as this starts to mutate, oh, and don't forget, you know, those pigs that they were putting human organs in. Well, if that pig gets a virus, it'll mutate to affect the humans. You see where this goes bad? So suddenly the bird flu becomes a problem, becomes a plague. You see, it's just a flu, but it's a badass flu. And you got to bear in mind that flus will kill billions of people. Again, let's get back to the story. Among the recent findings, it's evidence the avian flu's genetic makeup appears to be altering in a way to make the H5N1 better adapted to spread amongst people. The report also documents a case where virus showed particular resistance to Osimertinib, the main drug wealthy countries are stockpiling to fight it. Now, I'm not a big fan of using drugs to fight the flu. If anybody out there wants to start boosting their immune system because they're worried about the flu, here's what you do. Eat one clove, like, you know, when you get a clove of garlic, like the whole onion of garlic, and you break it off, you got those little pods. Okay, crush one of those and eat it. You have to crush it first, but crush it. And eat one every day. Put it on toast, put it on spaghetti, whatever. Try to eat it raw and eat one of those cloves every day. Because you know what? If you do some research on garlic, you will not find a stronger health agent. Okay? Garlic, raw garlic. Yeah, you know, I know. I'm not going to get all Eastern European grandma on you here. But I'm here to tell you, the Eastern European grandmas, they live through some heavy, heavy shit. Okay? And they know what they're talking about. All right? Like, don't fuck with the babushka. All right? Seriously. Garlic is the way to go. Get yourself some garlic. Do some research. Check some of this shit. Go ahead. But when you do the research and actually look into what the properties of garlic are, they cannot make a drug stronger than garlic. If they could copyright garlic, dude, they'd be pushing garlic like it's going out of style. But because it's a herb, because it naturally grows, no one is encouraging people to eat garlic. Everyone goes, yeah, everybody knows garlic's supposed to be good for you. Yeah, well, why do you know that? Why do you know that? Why do you just know that garlic is good for you? Because it's been in our culture for so long, and now, you know, familiarity breeds contempt. We're trying to, you know, get past that. We want new and fresh and shiny and syringe-filled tech. Well, I'm here to tell you, sometimes syringe-filled tech is not the best thing for you. Load up on the garlic. I do not trust the vaccination drugs. While experts caution the findings is not necessarily surprising, it does raise a question about whether the Osimertinib, the fucking junky drug resistant strain of the virus, could propagate and spread. If that scenario occurs, it would have a significant impact for H5N1 prevention and control. Leading expert of infectious diseases said the evidence in the report is limited, but it paints a worrisome picture of the changing pattern of infection in the disease of northern Vietnam. I think it tells us everything about the H5N1 is headed in the direction that none of us would like to. Evidence in the report was drawn from the WHO fact-finding mission to Vietnam and a meeting of influenza experts in Manila last week. Now, the WHO, the World Health Organization, I think is probably one of the more corrupt organizations going. So when the World Health Organization says, you know, that's a problem, and although I don't like to report on, you know, because everyone's like, ah, there's Marburg, and then there's this flu, and then there's that flu, and everyone's worried about crying wolf. Well, I'm here to tell you, okay, this H5N1 thing is looking a little bit nasty. So you know what? Let's. I'm going to go out on a limb here and talk about an ounce of prevention versus the pound of cure. Let's talk about getting some garlic into a daily diet. People are off about echinacea. People like echinacea. You know, I don't know a lot about echinacea. I do know that if you're sick and you start taking echinacea, it boosters the virus inside of you. Echinacea is a herb. Garlic's a herb as well. But if we were to, you know, go toe-to-toe with garlic versus echinacea, garlic would beat echinacea like it stole something, okay? Don't believe me? Check it out. Check some. Get some data. Good stuff. Now, in water news, now this is another disturbing trend. Remember how a while ago I said that everyone should be using, at very least, filters? And if not, you should be getting like, what are they called? My brain is turning to poo. It's that, you know, when you diffuse it, you boil it, come up, it totally strains it. The brain's gone. Whatever. You can get these units that completely clean your water. It's like a water filtration system. There's a word. I'm having a brain fart, you know? What the hell's it called? Distillation. Water distillation. Is that it? Damn it. Can't remember. I think it's a distillation method. But you want to make sure that you use something that will take all toxins out of the water. Not a Brita. Okay, because Britas really just flavor the water. That's all they do. You want to make sure that you get some good stuff to clean your water. Because bear in mind, you are mostly water. So, you know, if you start putting toxic water into your body, well, it doesn't take a medical degree to know that you're going to die. And it also doesn't take a medical degree to know that drinking poop is bad for you. For centuries, we have protected ourselves from waterborne plagues by keeping human waste out of our water. Yes, human waste is very bad. This is why if you smear shit on bamboo pungi sticks, it basically gets infected. They did that all over Vietnam. Nasty, nasty stuff. Why then would the Environment Protection Agency propose a new policy that would allow sewage treatment plants to discharge inadequately treated human waste into lakes, rivers, streams, and coastal waters? I don't know. The Clean Water Act generally prohibits sewage treatment plants from discharging partially treated waste into our waterways. Because, again, don't eat poop. Sewage is normally treated by settling out solid materials, which means you let the shit float to the bottom, and then through a biological process, kills a pathogen. So we filter out the poo and then dump a bunch of chemicals in it to kill anything that could be bad. Both treatments are necessary to kill the full spectrum of viruses, bacteria, and parasites in sewage. Nasty. Notice here how psychological drugs or any kind of leftover pharmaceuticals don't get filtered or treated in any way. They just go straight back into the water supply. Both are needed to minimize the risks to people downstream, and both are required by law. The EPA's proposal would allow sewage to be dumped into waterways more often without biological treatment, what the EPA calls blending, because the largely untreated sewage is mixed with treated sewage before it is discharged. So what the fuck does that mean? This is just a way to handle the larger load they're getting without, you know, actually having to do anything. This is sick. Many older communities, particularly in the Northeast and Great Lakes, have combined sewage and stormwater pipes. Heavy rainfall can overwhelm their sewage treatment capacity, leading to sewage spills. The Clean Water Act requires that these communities work towards a long-term goal of providing full treatment for sewage under all but extreme weather events. Well, you know, I put it to you that you should probably have it even for extreme weather events, because have you looked at the weather lately? Things are getting really, really funky lately, and I'm a little bit worried about that. The EPA's proposal would take them off course by allowing discharges of largely untreated, settled, but not biologically treated sewage whenever it rains. So what they're saying is, every time it rains, they can take the shit that isn't floating, so they take the shit, floats to the bottom of the toilet, and then you just flush all that urine, water, anything that doesn't have a solid in it, out into the water. This is hideously, hideously bad. Over the past 30 years, we have identified many germs, such as Cryptosporidium and Giardia, that can infect us even if we drink tiny numbers of them. By skipping full treatment, many, many of them will survive to infect us in the later. So, you know what? Dudes, as I said before, if you're not filtering your water before, you're definitely sure as shit going to be doing it now. Make sure you get some water filtration systems going. I don't know why CNN isn't saying this, because people will get more and more sick. Personally, I'm of the opinion that the government wants to kill large sections of the population because it's a real pain in the ass to have all these old people kicking around. And realistically, who are going to be the first to die? Those without the technology or the know-how to know that the water is bad for them. I've drank water ever since I was a little girl. Well, you know what? You're 80 now. And if you drink the water now, you'll fucking die. But no one will tell you that because nobody wants 80-year-olds around. And especially not the radical, radical right-wing Republican. Because you know what? If you're not useful to these people as slave labor, you are excess baggage. And they will just simply find the easiest, most convenient, blameless way to kill old people. That's what they want to do. Cut the shit. It's the truth. Okay? Everybody knows this. You can see this. Unless these old people got money, they're a fucking waste to these Republicans. They don't care. Now, I'm not saying that all Republicans are instantly and totally evil. But you know what? When you look at a capitalistic model and people at a certain age are no longer productive, it turns into a math equation. And that's what you get when you start getting really technical and you stop forgetting that people are actually human beings and they have feelings and emotions and there's families at stake here. And this is where, you know, being technical and working by the numbers, that's when you take one step too far. In Netrunner news, as fraudsters continue to target their victims with increasingly elaborate phishing sites, phishing, of course, being information to bilk information from unsuspecting passersby, which, of course, I must say now, that there is a special place in hell for everyone who exploits other people due to ignorance. This is why I do what I do. Maybe I'm insane. Very good chance of it, actually. Quite a good chance. Matter of fact, I guarantee that if you canvass America, you'd be easy to find people that say I was not only insane, but a threat. Why? Because I think differently, and because I talk about it, because, God forbid, I have the gift of gab, and I'm able to make a little bit, not much, but a little bit of sense. Interesting stuff here. Now, about these elaborate phishing sites, the surprising appearance of anti-phishing vigilantes is now hampering their operation. Oh, the surprise appearance! Look at that. Hackers who are vigilantes are going out and destroying these people who are bilking people for money. These are the same hackers that everyone says is creating viruses. These are the same hackers that everyone claims are terrorists that are doing the job the government cannot do because they will go out there, find the phishing sites, and destroy them. A PayPal phishing site recently reported that by the Netcraft toolbar community was promptly taken down, not by the hoster or by law enforcement, but seemingly by a vigilante with an interest in disabling such sites, protecting innocent web users. This is the sexiest news story I've come across in weeks. This is amazingly good news. The phishing site was replaced by a warning page created with the open source OpenOffice.org suite on the Windows. Identity of SickoFish is not known, nor is known how he gained access to the web server to perform the act of vigilantism. Now, they're saying it's vigilantism, and they're trying really hard not to make this illegal because what he did was illegal. Let's not bear that in mind. But, you know, there's a small part of me that after I decried, you know, that I wasn't involved with this in any way, but if somebody ever hacked a site and put WOG on it and said, you know, the WOGs will no longer stand for this kind of thing, I know that that's a really dangerous thing to do because it paints the entire WOG community with a certain brush, blah, 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 blah. And maybe, you know, I don't know who SickoFish is. I have no idea. But you know what? He's definitely a WOG. I'll tell you that. Because it's based upon what you do, not what you say. And this guy's the shit, man. Taking out people who are exploiting other people. You know, that's just hot. This is just great. Phishing sites are commonly found hosted on compromised web servers, where lack of security allows fraudsters to access machines and upload phishing content. If a fraudster exploits these security weaknesses without subsequent securing of the machine, then online vigilantes are just as likely to exploit the weaknesses and go in and replace the fraudulent content, thereby saving everyone money, doing a good for society, and exposing those people who fish. Another phishing site, this time imitating the Nate West Bank in the UK, was recently defaced by the Lad Wrecking Crew, another noble WOG organization, which has been involved in several previous defacements and even offers a selection of desktop wallpapers that can be placed on captured phishing sites. Very, very cool. For all you netrunners out there, all you hardcore deckers running around in the ether, you know, if you got nothing better to do and you're getting ticked off at the state of the world, maybe it's time to load up some ice. Maybe it's time to start jacking wares because I'm here to tell you, if we don't look after the sheeple, who will? In biomod news, this is sexy stuff. South Korean scientists say they've made stem cells tailored to match individuals for the first time. Very cool. Each of the new 11 stem cell lines they made created by taking genetic material from the patient and putting it into a donated egg. The result cells were a perfect match for the individual and could mean treatments for diseases like diabetes without problems of rejection. This is like majorly curing shit here. Diseases like diabetes. So not even just saying just diabetes, we're talking anything that's even like it. The study, published in Science, has been hailed as a major advance. Well, no shit. Meanwhile, UK scientists at Newcastle University announced they've sufficiently produced a cloned embryo using donated eggs and genetic material from stem cells. Very cool. Although a long way behind the Korean research, it was the first time a human cloned embryo has been created in Britain. Okay, cool. People said these cloning techniques are unethical. Now, let me get through this. Experts warn that there are risks. The cells could become cancerous. There is a risk, yes. And the Korean team admits that much work is needed before the stem cells can be perfected. True again. The stem cells produced by the Koreans form from patients with disease will also likely display some of the characteristics of that disease. And now, apparently, Bush has got something on the papers right now. He wants to get rid of all stem cell research. He thinks stem cell research is a really bad idea. The reason why he thinks stem cell research is a bad idea is because he's a member of the Mud Hut religion crowd. Okay, he believes, you know, in the whole, you know, that, you know, this Jew is going to come back and he's going to, you know, take over the world and everything's going to be really, really cool. And make no mistakes, actually, Jesus was Jewish. Just so you know, both of his parents were Jewish. Jesus was a Jew. Okay, I'm sorry. I mean, that's, as I understand it, Jesus was a Jew. Correct me if I'm wrong. So I don't really understand, you know, I mean, there's a lot of religious bullshit here. But anyway, that's the kind of the gist of what he thinks, is that this guy who died a whole long time ago is going to come back and, you know, take over the world. That's sort of the deal that the Christians believe here, you know, which is right up there with, you know, Santa Claus. But that's okay. That's okay. We'll get past that. Now, what he says is he doesn't want stem cell research, but he's totally down with, you know, abusing all kinds of animals and everything for animal research. Because stem cell research is unethical, of course. And, you know, vivisecting, you know, very close to human primates is completely fine. You know, oh yeah, pain's okay on animals, but for God's sakes, don't experiment with any kind of biological tissue. Now, for those of you who have not done your homework yet and have not acquired and viewed the new Appleseed anime, which just came out on the market, oh my God, is that ever 17 kinds of sex? I'll even go so far as to say that should you be listening to this on your iPod as you travel to and from your place of slavery, sorry, employment, what I would suggest is that you stop by your local purveyor of cheesy comestible goodness and pick up a copy of the new release. Because trust me, once you watch it, you'll go, damn, I should have bought this. And I'm here to tell you, after my preview, I can soundly state that you need to get a copy, acquire a copy of this particular film. Very, very important. Why? Because it puts a lot of proposals together about the future of humanity working with clones. Things like this. I personally am of the opinion that the movie is not entirely wrong. I think that perhaps we are either going to embrace technology and move forwards with it, or we're going to hide in the caves and shake. Those are our choices. And it's scary shit. I know that. I know there's going to be some weird diseases, and I know there's going to be some problems. I know there's going to be rejection of cyborg parks. I know there's going to be a lot of suffering and a lot of pain. But you know what? Go forwards. We cannot go backwards. If we try to go backwards, we may as well join the Amish. Okay? Let's go forwards. And I'm sorry if all the Republicans and all the radical Christian groups think that it's just a horrible thing that we're using, you know, discarded embryonic tissue in order to make people who are already alive and suffering live better. But you know what? I'm all about decreasing suffering, and that's what we need to do. Let's get our head out of our ass, ditch the Mud Hut religion, and start moving towards the future. Just sort of my own personal viewpoint there, along with anyone else who has a brain in their fucking head. Okay, now, into booster news. In Massachusetts, the hardy, invasive kudzu vine. Now, this is a vine that grows in South America, apparently. Introduced to this country decades ago to control soil erosion. Okay, I don't know. I've never heard of a kudzu vine, but check this out. Could have what it takes to curb binge drinking. Now, alcohol is horrible shit. Okay, there's nothing positive about alcohol. I'm sorry. I'm all into a beer like the next guy. Don't get me wrong. I like a beer. I like my glasses of wine. Red wine, you know, very strong antioxidant base. Very, very strong. However, when you start drinking, like, hard liquor and stuff like that, and talk to any cop, walk up to any cop you like, okay, any cop or any paramedic, I'll go one step further, and say, how much work do you think you'd lose if there was no more alcohol? And the cop will tell you that they'd probably be largely unemployed. Of all the incidences that police respond to, most of them are alcohol involved, okay? They're not weed involved, they're alcohol involved. Because people get drunk and beat the shit out of their wives. People get drunk and beat the shit out of their husbands, their partners, their children. People get drunk and do bad, dumb, stupid fucking things. They get drunk in groups and they do horrible things. I've seen it. I've seen it. Cops see it. Everybody sees it every single day. When was the last time you heard a story about someone smoking shit, you know, like smoking a bit of weed, and then going beating the shit out of their wife? No, chances are they sat down, ate some ho-hos, and tried to have sex, and the wife walked away. That was it. That was their day. Okay? I would sooner see weed on the market because, incidentally, I don't know why anyone isn't making gasoline out of weed, because you can do that. I don't know if anyone knows that. But you can make everything from grass, from, you know, like the whole hemp thing. You could do, you can make rope, clothing, gasoline, food, you know, and you can produce more paper than you can with an entire forest. I mean, check out the book, The Emperor Wears No Clothes. I don't understand why there's an energy crisis, energy crisis. Well, you know what, dude? We can make gas from plants that is a weed that grows like, you know, wildfire. So I don't know what the hell this myth of an energy crisis is. It's just you're not looking at alternative energy sources because there's no money in that, is there? You stupid, greedy bastards. Anyway, this kudzu, an ever-expanding plant that's considered a pest in much of the South, appears to contain a compound that can be effective in reducing alcohol intake among humans. Researchers at Scott Lucas did not have any trouble in rounding up volunteers for a study published in this month's issue of Alcoholism, Clinical and Experimental Research. Lucas's team at Harvard-affiliated McLean Hospital set up a makeshift apartment in a laboratory complete with television, reclining chair, and refrigerator stocked with beer. Hey, that's a good study. Findings show that the subjects who took kudzu drank an average of 1.8 beers per session compared with the 3.5 beers consumed with those who took a placebo. Lucas was not certain why, but speculates that kudzu increases blood alcohol levels and speeds up its effects. More simply put, the subject needed fewer beers to feel drunk. Now, we look at this and we go, great, I'll take some kudzu pills and boost my drinking potential, thereby getting drunker, damaging more brain cells quicker. But what if you were to take this kudzu and mix it with things like, say, pomegranate juice, which has monster truck antioxidant properties? What if you mix it with things that make you go a little bit quicker? What if you mix it with coffee? You know, could you use this kudzu as a booster for other devices? Could you use it for vitamins? How does that work? I mean, if it makes alcohol hit you harder, would it do the same thing with weed? Would it do the same thing with vasopressin? Would it do the same thing with nootropics? I mean, my God, this is an amplifier. What an interesting concept. So that's why I made the news, because you know what? Those of us out there who, you know, read a little bit and have a little bit of botanical knowledge, that could be something that we could use to booster the power of medicine. You know, what if you start taking like echinacea and you drop some kudzu with that? Suddenly you got uber echinacea or uber garlic or uber whatever because you got it boosted with kudzu. Interesting thoughts, huh? Got to think for yourself, man. Anyway, now here's a story that I can hear my email server screaming as we speak. All right, in sexual war news. Here we go. You ready for this one? Sim's paying attention now, I'll tell you. A Massachusetts activist organization today will mark a one-year anniversary of same-sex marriages by the state by discussing the dark underbelly of the institution in front of Boston City Hall. The Article 8 Alliance claims that the state schools have become more active in pushing homosexuality with students, pointing to the April 30th event at a Brooklyn high school. Sponsored by the Gay, Lesbian, Straight Education Network, okay, the event said the Article 8 Alliance featured a hardcore pornographic homosexual how-to booklet given to hundreds of kids. The book was predominantly distributed at the first table right after registration where everyone was sure to go, the group said on its website. Now, whether or not this is actually true, but this is what they're claiming. The booklet was entitled The Little Black Book, Queer in the 21st Century, contains what the activist group calls deadly misinformation on health. Included in the booklet are graphic descriptions of homosexual conduct, including fisting, along with a photo spread discussion of condoms and instructions of how to put them on. Well, I don't have a problem with the condoms or nothing, but I mean, you know, whatever. They got to learn that anyway. Also included is a list of homosexual bars and clubs in the Boston area for the discerning queer boy. 21, don't you have to be to get in a bar? And the Article 8 Alliance points to the students attending the event were of middle school and of high school age. The booklet mentions abstaining from risky activities, but then states, how much fun is that? Brian Kamenaker, director of Article 8 Alliance, slammed the pro-homosexual agenda in Massachusetts. Contrary to the rosy picture painted by the mainstream media, we've seen an intensification of undemocratic, anti-free speech activities throughout our state, in the schools, and in government, and in the media, he said in a statement. Alternative points of view are routinely drowned out by ignoring the message, intimidation, or name-calling, or lack of proper notification. Even pro-family churches now hesitate to speak out on this moral issue, since it is politicized by the radical homosexuals and their allies. Now, this is getting very near, you know, the God hates fags guys. You know, we're talking about the sexuality war, which is going to be coming to pass. Now, personally, I'm of the opinion that there's going to be a major divide within North America about this. This is going to be the grounds, you know, where they're going to say that, you know, God either hates fags or doesn't hate fags, and they're going to drag all this up. Now, on one hand, you've got the radical bigot psycho-Christians who are sitting back going, all fags need to die. Okay, because that's what the Bible says, and that is what the Bible says. The Bible does say that fags need to die. Old Testament, you know what I mean? As well as anybody who fucks kids, I believe it says that, and incest, which they're also keen on. You know, dad fucks his kid, then, you know, he basically needs to get killed. Which, you know, realistically, me and God have a lot of the same viewpoints on certain things, but we're way apart on other things. You know, I'm all for hammering pedophiles. You betcha. You know, people go, that's terrible. How could you do that? Well, easy. First, I'd pull back the slide, and then, you know, you pull the trigger and giggle yourself to sleep later that night. But anyway, when you look at this and you look at how, I mean, obviously this booklet, if it is in fact true, and this isn't just some propaganda they put out saying, oh, there was this book and blah, 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 and they're giving it to high school kids. Okay, well, you know, I really don't think that kids who are 14 years old need to be taught about fisting. You know, or now people say, well, what do you mean they don't need to be taught about it? They can download it online. Well, this is true. This is true. They can do that. You know what I mean? But the way I see it, it doesn't matter who you love. And this is a word that no one's talking about. They're talking about rights and sexuality, but nobody is talking about love. You know what I mean? Because that's what this is all about. To me, when I think about the gay rights thing and all this kind of jazz, it should be about love, shouldn't it? I mean, you have a partner who you want to be with. Right? And they're supposed to be your partner, which means you have a connection with these people. You know, sexuality is a really, really hardcore topic. It's about partnership. You know, realistically, everyone's of two minds. Life is based upon conflict. All life is based on conflict. So we're supposed to find someone who you're, you know, going to be with as a partner for companionship, for community. The human is designed that way. Now, there are those that say that, you know what? Homosexuals is kind of like having glasses. You're not supposed to have glasses, but you have glasses. And it's kind of like an aberration. Now, that's neither here nor there, and you can either take a biological approach to the whole thing, la, 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 la. Now comes the science, and everybody gets excited. But I'm going to take another approach on this. I think that if you love someone, and I don't think anybody will really comment me on this, but if you love someone, and you were physically attracted to that person for whatever reason, you know, wait a while. What the hell? You don't got to get laid tonight, but if you're serious about it, if you want to go out and fuck and have a good time, well, whatever, you know, make sure you're safe so you don't get killed, okay? Because that shit will happen now. And it seems that this AIDS virus that got published is just tailor-made to kill gay people. But anyway, and of course, anyone in lower income. If you live a white Christian upper-class lifestyle, you're immune to the AIDS virus, which I find to be kind of damning. But anyway, you know, if the gay community should not be just a bit... The Christians are trying to paint the gay community as these rabid, hedonistic fuckers. And unfortunately, there's a lot of people in the gay community who seem to be trying to promoting that image, which I don't know why, because if they do, you're giving the radical right fuel to attack you. I don't know why you do that. That's really, really dumb. It makes me think that maybe, you know, you're not thinking clearly or something. But if you're gay, right, that doesn't give you any special permission to be like a total slut and to be a shit pump and just go around sleeping around and putting yourself at some kind of biological risk because you think you've got the freedom to do that. Well, welcome to the real world. You know what I mean? There's risks involved with sexuality. And if you go around, you know, fucking anything on two legs and take it from a guy who used to be a total whore, and I was when I was single, ooh, baby, I was bad. I got the gift of gab and I'm funny. Trust me, that unlocks a lot of doors, okay? But I'm here to tell you, after you get through all that and you start, you know, getting a bit of a partnership going and living with someone for a while, you realize that, you know what? There's a lot to life. Life is hard, guys. Life is really, really hard. And if you're a young person, you should be focusing on preparation for when you're out of high school. Don't get yourself all fucked up with sexuality right now. Wait a while. You want to have a girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever. Go ahead. You know, you want to have a partnership and there's young blossoming love and all that bullshit. Sure, fill your boots. But I don't really see any reason for anyone ever to fist. You know, personally, I can't get into that. I can't see it. Don't think it's very cool. You know, now, that's my choice. You know, I recognize that. I wouldn't want to push my choices on other people. But when I look around and I see, you know, these booklets being given to kids talking about gay bars, and they're not even of age to drink, I wonder why the fuck is that happening? You know, that doesn't make sense. So if you're gay or you're straight or you're transgender or whatever, that's fine. Fucking rights. Live your life. But bear in mind that your choice of, you know, what you're sexually attracted to should facilitate a partnership. Because I'm here to tell you, whatever the hell's going to come down the pipe in life, you'll get further if you have someone who's got your back. And I'm all about, I honestly believe that from my experience in life, that a monogamous relationship is probably best. That's my own personal viewpoint. Bear in mind, I'm a married straight guy over here. Been married 6 years, best decision I ever made. Fucked up everything else in my life, but I did real good on the marriage front. And incidentally, there's a good piece of life advice that I got. For anyone out there who's interested in life advice, there's two things you need to worry about in life. You know, I'm big on the two things, you know? With the WOG thing is what does it do? How well does it do it? In life, if you want to know how to have a good life, honest to God, this is the truth, okay? Get a job that you enjoy. I don't care if your job is picking up garbage. If you fucking enjoy it, do that. Okay, don't feel pressured to make gobs of money. Mind you, money's important. But if you can make enough money to survive and be happy, get a job you enjoy. Because you're going to do it a lot. You're going to spend like 8-10 hours a day doing that. Okay? If I didn't enjoy doing newsreel and writing and all that stuff, I wouldn't do it. Right? Because eventually you go insane, you hate your life. Right? And suicide ensues. The second thing, if you have a job you hate and you can't get past that, you know, from a straight perspective would be get a good woman. But what I mean is get a good partner. Get someone you love. Because love is, I mean, even the religion state that God is love. If you have someone who you love and who makes you feel happy, that can make the world a better place. If you have a partner that you are with that can make you, that can just make the sunrise and set, I'm here to tell you, if you've got a partner you love and a good job, you have won the fucking game. The car, the house, the status, all that shit doesn't matter. Person you love, job you enjoy. That's it. If you could pull that off, hunker down, set up the bungee sticks, throw up the slice wire, and make a range card. Because beyond that, everybody else is just trying to take your money. Now let's get into eco-terrorist news. A remote tribe living among the depths of the Amazon rainforest is facing extinction at the hands of loggers, campaigners warn. Armed loggers working in Brazil's vast forests have driven tribes from several villages, according to Indian rights group Survival International. Survival urged Brazil's government to act quickly to protect the tribe. The group is angry that a judge lifted a ban allowing loggers back into tribal forest. The government explains on indigenous Brazilians have discovered abandoned villages as well as vital hunting implementations and supplies of fruit and nuts. The finds indicate the Indians were forced to flee their homes in Rio Pardo region on short notice, Survival International says. These loggers are very well armed, and they're intent in getting a quick fix out of the rainforest, Fiona Watson of Survival International told the BBC. Now, when you start having armed loggers routing and raiding, you know, natives, you essentially are getting genocide. That's what that is. If you destroy, even though you're not putting them in camps, if you destroy their lifestyle, their world, their religion, their culture, dude, you're committing genocide. So even though there's genocide happening in Africa, and there's nobody giving a shit about that, there's genocide happening in China and what they're doing, putting the Tibetans in concentration camps. And there's genocide now happening in Brazil. But, of course, we're in fucking Iraq because, you know, there's no genocide in Iraq unless, of course, you got the Americans trying to kill all the Iraqis, which is, you know, kind of bizarre. So, obviously, it's kind of a moot point to claim that we're there as any sort of, like, elaborate, you know, higher power moral cause. You know, we can't really take the moral high ground when we got genocide happening on pretty much a connected continent to the United States. And we've got these beautiful, gentle people who have no words for things like ownership or cash being slaughtered by the true environmental terrorists, loggers running through the forest with guns. Kind of a scary scenario. In designer children news, an IVF embryo should be checked for genetic... All IVS, in vitro fertilization embryos, should be checked for genetic abnormalities before pregnancy is allowed to go ahead, says international genetic experts. A London conference on pre-implantation genetic diagnosis, or PGT, heard how this technique greatly increases the chance that a healthy child will be born. Now, this is, of course, you know, gen-joking your kids. IVF pioneer Robert Edwards and the PGT leader Yuri Volinsky said that couples should be allowed to choose a child's sex for family balance. Critics strongly oppose these ideas. Both Life and Comment on Reproductive Ethics, CORE, said these approaches were unethical and discriminatory. At a 6th International Symposium on PGD, Dr. Volinsky, famed for selecting a test tube baby whose tissue matched that of a sick sibling, presented new results so showed PGD increases the take-home baby rate sevenfold. Now, goes on to talk about this. Now, personally, I am of the opinion that you should genetically joke your kids. If I was having a kid, I'd want to give that kid as much of an advantage as I can using technology. If that makes me a bad person, fucking A. Okay? You can judge me all you want. But my child, if you have a child, there is nothing more important on the planet than the child. So if you have a chance to enhance your child in a very natural way by taking away, you're not even really enhancing your child, you're taking away negative aspects and disease from your child and genetic malfunctions that's not supposed to be there, I would be all for it. Personally, I'm sure that if you ask people who had genetic disorders if they'd like to be born without it, they would have said yes. If I had a chance to be born that I didn't need glasses, I would say, you're damn straight. It saves me the money for burning my eyes out with a laser in untime-tested technology. Let's get into some daily hacks. I got a bunch of them here for you. We got some war typing, a war typing link. War typing is the act of locating and intercepting radio signals transmitted by wireless keyboards onto the public airwaves by driving, walking around with appropriate equipment. This is kind of like keylogging without interface. Very, very interesting. And there's a Cali earthquake watch. Very, very cool. This is a time-dependent map giving the probability of strong shaking at any location in California within the next 24 hours. So if you live in California, that's something you want to check out. Very, very cool. As well, I got Helix Linux, which sounds very much like an Umbrella Corporation product, but again, very cool. Helix is a customized distribution of the Nopix Live Linux CD. Helix is more than just a bootable live CD. You can still boot into a customized Linux environment that includes customized Linux kernels, excellent hardware detection, and many applications dedicated to incident response and forensics. Helix has been modified very carefully not to touch the host computer in any way and is forensically sound. Helix will not auto-mount swap space or mount any attached devices. Helix also has a special Windows auto-run side for incident response and forensics. Helix focuses on incident response and forensics tools. It may be used by individuals. It's meant to be used by individuals who have a sound understanding of incident response and forensic techniques. So very, very cool. In case you have to, you know, shoehorn some shit out of a computer that has some encryption, that's what you use. And I also got an ad browsing shield from SOAB in case you're not using Firefox. But, you know, you should really be using Firefox because it kicks ass. And that's all I got for you today. But don't worry, I will be back tomorrow to make sure you get all the information you need to stay alive. This is a free broadcast brought to you by those amazing WOGs who donate to help keep me on the air. And really, they are the people who stand up and fight in this time of crisis. Forley, Druid Y. Simaru, Tara, David, Jesse, The Grey Ghost, Drake, Triad, Philip Robert, Mainframe, Russell, Michael, Andrew, and user Christopher, Derek, Jesse, Joseph, Eric, Desert Runner, Steve, Matt, Steve, Brandon, Jesse, Peter, Keith, Timor, I'm totally doubling myself up here, Malcolm, Rosalie, Sergeant Tibbs, Evan, Matt, Austin, David, Adam, Host Mojo, Jonathan, Richard, Brandon, Noog, Jonathan, Philip, Jason, Art, Matt, Duel, Michael, Charles, Lars, Eric, Dark Nature, and Brandon. New this month was Charles. Thanks so much. And you know what? Damn, I'm really happy that you people actually even give a shit. You know, on a total side note, thanks so much for caring. Everybody out there, everyone who contributes news, it means a lot to me. And if you would like to help keep this daily news broadcast on the air, please visit rammedia.ca and click on the donate tab. Every little bit helps. Special thanks to the Army of Flying Monkeys, the Recon Element, and the Hard Net Runners who brought you this information today. Pig Monkey, Sabo, Nalo, Surith, Dead Code, Zizix, Visage, Omega Draconis, Shazbot Owns Thee, and Wyandi. Thanks so much, guys. No digital baptisms today, but if you want one, let me know and I'll set you up. Upcoming events, check my live journal. You'll see that there's, Phoenix Fest is still coming and a couple other events as well as the Rant Meet number 9. And thanks again to everyone for their assistance in gathering data. If you have access to sensitive information or any other pertinent stories, please email them to Newsreel. That's N-E-W-S-R-E-A-L at rantradio.com. And if you like the music in the background, be sure to pick up the album by Stin Skatzor, Industrial Aggression. This has been the 101st episode of Newsreel. So, you know, we've got 100 episodes down. Let's just keep on trucking. We are winning this war. I'm going to leave you now with a track by Awesome Dude, Del the Funky Homo Sapien. Wow, that was hard to get out. And the song is called Deltron Zero. So until tomorrow, that's what server said. End of line.
Whoa. Hey, let me ask my man over here. Hey, man, let me ask you a question, man. See if you know what's up. Pick this. Who fuses the music with no illusions? Producing the blueprints. Clueless? Automator. Defy the laws of nature. Electronic monolith. Throw a jam upon the disc. The futuristic looping with the quickness. Hyper-producing. Hydrogen fusion liquids. Keep your distance. Keep your distance.
Who's that? The mastermind.
reverse your brain patterns. Collaborate with time consuming reprogramming. I apply the flow cannon, the combo so slamming. Atomically reconstruct the whole canvas. His logic impressed, a hypnotic effect. Yeah, Latin patent, you could call it a gift. Manny all in the mix, nuclear physicist. Genetically tailored every bit of this stimulus.
The day the walls of the cities will crumble away, uncovering our naked souls. All start singing, shouting, screaming.
The mastermind.
Psionically, bionically, forget how you feel. Especially formulated, the rest of you fornicated. It takes more to make this. He juggles variables, a parallel propulsion to carry the love. Neurosurgeon, the purest virgin, conducting currents, musical Merlin. He shine like Sterling. Watch automator draw a laser of a higher intensity and instantly miss a beat, create a symphony.
Who's that? The mastermind.
Who's that?
It's time for me to dead daddy.
Who's that?
The mastermind.
Who's that?
It's time for me to dead daddy.
Hey, I know now, I know now.
Repeat.
Automator's on the planet Earth and he's gonna stop the war of the worlds.
Now how would he do that?
T. Deltron Zero is here as well to click together for real.
That's pretty good, man.
Yeah. He told y'all evildoers he is truly gifted in the matters of rhythm.
Yeah, I'll give him that.
Yeah, you gotta give him dap. With his infinite wisdom, you know you gotta get with him.
How's that? How's that? How'd I do?
Good job.
All
is
well with the cosmos.
Yes, yes, I got the port of 30-30. Yeah! Yeah, man!